of the range of our conversation would cover some activity, which I went or I did.
Yeah. Sure.
Something like that.
And the outer part of the house, the top is the
roof.
And I'd say, did you ever hear that before? You say, oh yes, I have
heard it before.
I say to you, did you do your shopping yet? You say, no, I
haven't.
The whole thing, I haven't what?
I haven't done my shopping.
Right. And I say, do you smoke? You say, no, I don't, but he
does.
And milk and a place where milk and cream are processed and put into bottles is a
dairy.
Right. And good, expensive plates and cups and saucers called
China.
Right. And after a meal, a woman might clear the table and say, now I must what the what?
Wash the dishes.
Yeah. And she takes a soapy dish and holds it under clear water. She's
rinsing it.
Right. And the water comes out of the
faucet.
And you crack a
whip.
Right. And you buy a dozen oranges, you put them in a paper
bag.
Or a big one made of cloth, you might call a 100-pound
burlap bag, a shopping bag.
Yes, burlap bag or
crocus sack, we used to call.
Okay, fine. And then a dozen, let's say kid is 12 years old, you put a dozen what on the cake? A dozen
candles.
Right. And you might comb your hair or you might
brush your hair.
And a name for a railroad bridge is a
butter.
Yes, or a trip. This is the word. I don't think the word is used in Chicago. The word trestle or
Heard that, but yeah. I don't trestle.
Yeah, and you take a car in, and they give it what kind of a job? They give it a
grease job.
Yeah, and if there's the surface, you say this surface is awfully
dirty
or
gritty
or grease. The same word as we were talking about before.
Greasy.
Yeah, and you haven't checked the water in the car. Check the water in Telangana gas station. Check the water
and oil.
Yeah. And before they had electricity, they used to burn what in lamps?
Oil.
Kerosene.
Yeah. Kerosene, that's right.
Both. They called it both. But now toothpaste comes in a
tube.
Right. And you say, did you go to the store yet? And you say, no, but I am going.
I plan to go.
I'm passing some cake around and they skip you and you say, did you get some?
No, I didn't.
And you want to know if you're going to get some, you say.
Oh, am I going to get some?
Sure. And you're petting a dog and he shies away from you and you say, come here, boy, that's all right to hurt you.
I won't hurt you.
Yeah. And you're not certain if you're correct about something. And so you ask a friend, I'm right.
Am I?
You're not, yes. And you say, that's the idea exactly. But you might say to him in another way, I'm right.
Don't you think I'm right?
Okay, that's good. I say, were you the one who broke that dish? And you say, no, it
wasn't me.
Okay, and I'd say, did you bring your coat? You say, yes, I have.
I brought my coat.
And my pockets are all full. My pockets what? They
are bulging.
Right, and a woman in a hospital takes care of the patients is a
nurse.
You go out in the rain, you open up a
umbrella.
Something doesn't go partway across, it goes
halfway across or part of the way.
Or not part way, it goes, that's right.
All the way?
Sure. And another name for a street out in the country, you'd call it a
road, and highway, a route.
Right. And then the what they're made of, you sometimes call them by the composition.
Paved roads.
Okay. And then you say, you go over to a friend's house, you ring a bell, I say, well, I guess he isn't
home.
Right, and so you have a cup of black coffee. You might say, I'm having my coffee black, or I'm having my coffee
without cream and sugar,
or not, that's right,
straight,
or with. If you're going to put cream and sugar in it, then you say, I'm having my coffee
without cream or sugar.
Yes, but now if you're going to use it, you'd say, I'm going to have it